So you say you had the experience this morning that you're not seeing everything. It's as though you're in a container and there's more and you can't see it. Now, what I see is this is a sign of waking up. As we wake up, this is the way I've experienced it. I don't see what is. I start to see what isn't. The story goes that when Buddha was asked what it's like to be awake, he spent an hour and a half saying what it isn't. It's not this, it's not that. So in this awakening process, Zen talks about instant awakening, as though it goes click and you're fully awake. In my personal experience, I don't know what fully awake is, and I don't even know whether there is such a thing as fully awake. We hear about no beginning and no end. And I see that as true on one level, and in another level there's something else that nobody's managed to explain, a state. My particular experience is there's been a series of clicks. Suddenly real, oh yes. But as I've had the oh yes, I've realized I knew it all the time, but didn't realize that I knew it all the time. So something pops. And again, just to attempt to explain the unexplainable, it doesn't really pop into what is. It takes away what isn't. And there, what is seen more clearly. So when you say you felt in a container and we're not seeing everything, I think that's true. And I think that's true for everybody, even the people that think they're awake. I think there's another level. There's something else. And I certainly have had that over and over and right on the edge now, that there is something else. And whenever the pop has happened, it has always been so obvious what I was not seeing before. So obvious, so clear. I was just listening to something that Kira sent about a man who's got a new idea about how the world can work. And in his lecture, he puts a glass on the table and he said, is this glass half full or half empty? And you will say, it's empty because there's nothing in there. And he says, no, it's not empty. It's full of air. And you see, that's so obvious when somebody says it. That's right. It's full of air. When you wake up to a new level, you say, oh, of course, that's right. That's always been there, and I didn't see it. And I think there probably are people that have instant awakenings, and there are people that have these incremental awakenings. And when they happen, oh, they're absolutely certain. Nobody can tell you that it isn't so, because it absolutely is so. And there's almost certainly another level. And for me, the game is to be in this very moment, being with absolutely everything, with absolutely the way it looks as though it is, and not know. Yes, this is the way it is. And there could be more. In fact, there probably is more, because all through my life I keep seeing something else and something else. So being totally with what seems to be and totally open for the possibility of something else revealing itself. But once again, what it's about is you've got to be here. If you're thinking about it, You're thinking about the past, and there's nothing new in the past. It's past. And you can't think the future because the brain doesn't have the capacity. All the brain can do is take the past, reorient it, and call it the future. It's not the future. There isn't such a thing as a future. There is only now. And so being here now and totally open to the possibility that something else will reveal. The key, as always with everything, is now. Not thinking about now, but keep disconnecting from the thought. When you hear, you're here. Taste, smell, touch, sensations, coming back to your senses.